Welcome back to Happy Brain. My name is Sean Block. So glad you're here today. We have a great episode where you're going to get the feels and you're going to create them yourself. You're going to think about a time where you really connected to something and you're going to see how that feeling right there can take you through your whole day and help you bring joy, because that's what today's guest brings to us. Her name, Swami Nityananda, and she brings the joy. She's a spiritual leader teaching meditation and yoga at Awake Yoga Meditation in Baltimore. But she gives us such practical tips today on how to take and generate that joy and help spread it to different parts of our lives. And I really connected to this episode when I was talking to her. I just kept hearing just messages and feelings and joy. And I just urge you to give this a shot. And let me know if you feel better than you did before you listened to this episode when you finished it. And thank you so much overall for being a listener to Happy Brain. If you have any feedback, I have a survey. And it is so important for me to know what is helping you listen to the show or what you enjoy listening to the show. Our past guest actually gave me some feedback now. She likes the practical tips. She likes what she's hearing and learning in a fun way. But I want to hear from you. So I'll put a link in the survey. With that, enjoy this episode of Happy Brain. Cheers. Welcome, everybody. This is Sean Block. Welcome back to Happy Brain. I'm with Swami Nityananda. How did I do?
Perfect.
Perfect? Great. Welcome so much. I know one thing about your bio. You're from Maryland, right? You live in the Maryland area. Do you still live in Maryland?
I live in Baltimore, yes.
Baltimore. So many years ago, I lived in DC. I lived in Silver Spring. I lived in the city as well for work for a few years. I did some work for a mental health hotline back in the day. So
and now you're in California.
Now I'm a California kid. I've been in California most of my life, born and raised here. I did like 4 years back, like I said, in back east. And I was like, you know, I really like California. I miss it. I love the beach. I love the ocean. It makes me happy. So glad to that you're here today. I wanted to start off with you because I read your bio a little bit. What type of yoga practice do you do, and how does that help? How does that help your brain be happy?
That's an awesome question. So I am at Awake Yoga Meditation. We are a meditation community in Baltimore geographically. We are in the yogic tradition. So we practice Kriya Yoga, and we also share the teachings of non-dual awareness. So the teachings of oneness in the yogic tradition. And I also personally have a yoga asana practice, but at the meditation community, we focus on meditation. And meditation brings absolute peace to the brain. And in the presence of absolute peace, there's also a natural light and joy and creativity and aliveness that arises spontaneously.
Mm. Wow. When I talk to you right now, I just feel lighter, and you just seem to have joy. So did you do yoga this morning, or this is just you?
This is just me. I did meditate this morning.
It gives you a little edge, right?
It's so beautiful. Meditation, it's such a gift.
We were talking just a minute ago about early mornings, and you asked me, how do you like, early mornings? And I've grown to like them. And you say that's a big part of what you really enjoy them.
I do love them. And so it's actually really interesting. The yogic teachings say that there's a sweetness and a freshness to meditating in the early morning that is not available at other hours of the day. Of course, we always can gain freshness and sweetness and peace any moment, but it is really true that in the early morning hours, there is a quiet and just an absolute window to connect with that quiet in the freshness of the morning.
Oh, absolutely. I was actually asked this, and I forgot before we got into your yoga too, is can you just tell us, Swami, and how that designation or how that became part of your life?
Absolutely. So I met my teacher. My teacher is Swami Shankarananda, and I met him in 2010, and he was an amazing being of light. And I encourage you to visit awakeyogameditation.org, our website. You'll see pictures of Swami Shakyananda on our website, and they will just make you beam. Like, you can't take a look at his photo without just grinning. Like, not only grinning with your whole face, like your face smiles, and it just fills your whole face, but also your heart will smile as well. And so my teacher recognized me as his successor and trained me. And before he left the body as Yogi Say, before he passed away, he consecrated me as a Swami. So Swami means one who knows and is master of oneself.
Wow. That's pretty powerful. And can I just ask you real quickly, how did your life change, or how different is your joy and, I don't know, outlook on life before you got into the practice or became a Swami and after?
Absolutely. I mean, so one of the basic sort of entry points to the teachings, the way that I share them, is I'm inviting you to think for yourself and all of your listeners to think with great joy for yourselves. Those moments of connectedness where each of us has contact with a sense of peace, a sense of freedom, a sense of spaciousness, a sense of spontaneity. So you mentioned that you love the beach. I am certain that when you're on the beach, you have that sense of connectedness with what is larger than yourself. And so for me, I actually grew up in Washington State. I grew up in the part of the state that's all lakes and mountains and evergreens and also like really hard winters. And so you sort of are just aware of your own interconnectedness with nature. So for me, that was my earliest awareness that I could actually feel and perceive my body was connected to the natural world. The natural world was connected to my body. And that's our innate awareness. Every one of us has that. So for each listener, the invitation is to think and to notice, to open your heart, to become aware of, and to celebrate what are those moments of connectedness where I naturally have that spontaneous joy and freedom and aliveness and lightheartedness and laughter, and then to live continually connected to that awareness from moment to moment in joy. And you also asked, it was incredibly a catalyst when I met my teacher. So the first moment that I saw him, he was giving a Friday night meditation. He walked into the room and instantly there was an awareness. This is the real deal. And instantly in that moment, my heart was fully present. I was fully present. And everything that unfolded from there was there in that single moment.
You know, when you're just talking about connectedness, I guess there's different types of connectedness. We were talking about nature and lakes and that type of thing. And one of the things I always talk about as one of the great moments of my life, and it's a really weird moment, was riding my bike along the ocean up in Malibu here in Los Angeles. And there's like this spot with this big rock called Point Magoo. And I was just there, and the cliffs are on the left-hand side of you and the water's on the right. It's like really like a tight, kind of, you're kind of on a narrow highway, and you see all these elements of life. And I just remember, and I can still remember to this day, just being there and feeling completely at peace for just, you know, for 5 minutes. It was the weirdest feeling. I just felt like maybe that one feeling or whatever, it just took me over. So I wanted to share that because that's what kind of came to me when you were talking about that.
Thank you so much. And I will also share with you. So my brother and sister-in-law lives in LA, and they have driven me along that coast. And you're right. That's a wonderful place to connect with that feeling of the vast, free, completely perfect present moment awareness.
You know, I want to ask it. I was just thinking also too. So you're connected to that beautiful ocean and the natural areas and things like that. One of the challenges for me sometimes, or with a lot of people, is getting that same feeling of connectedness with another human being, with being that present self when you're in a relationship or you're in a job or whatever. Do you have any tips on how to bring that to every part of your life?
Absolutely. Thank you for such an important question. So we're here to be fully human and to bring that fullness of that peace and that presence to every interaction. So you're so right. It's our families, it's our friends, it's our partners, the people we live with, it's the people we work with, it's our neighborhood. If you're taking the bus or the train or the subway, or you're walking down the street, or you're driving on the beltway, wherever you are, we are invited to be that vast, pure, clear, kind, universal, caring in daily life. And the wonderful truth is that the more we practice, the more present and steady and established we become in that energy. And so anywhere there, I'm sure you could think, and I'm sure listeners can think as well, there are friends, or maybe it's your spouse, maybe it's a beloved relative with whom it's very easy to have just this sweetness of being present in the present moment. And so you sort of take those and then expand outward from there, so that gradually you become able to be completely present. If your coworker who loves to go ballistic comes into your office and wants to go ballistic, if you are completely established in this present moment awareness, they may find not able to energize that energy. They may find that they don't know why they came into your office in the first place.
There's no audience for it.
Exactly. And so it's possible for that just to dissipate and just to bring that energy of calm into, because you're right, that's what we're here to do, to bring that energy of calm and that universal, non-attached caring into all of our tasks, into our relationships, into the boardroom, if we're in the boardroom, wherever it is that we are.
I know people who listen to this show and they're like, Sean, you talk about woo-woo stuff. I don't know what you're doing. I listen sometimes, but I don't really understand what you're talking about sometimes. How do you get your students or people just started in the world of, let's say, I know you talk a lot about meditation and mindfulness and yoga. How do you even get people started on this path to become feeling, connecting with themselves?
So, I mean, one thing is just to notice, and I'll invite you and every listener to notice how amazing it feels inwardly if you have that connectedness with what is real. So you were giving that example of being on that place, connected to the ocean, connected to the cliffs, connected to the earth, connected to the sky, connected to the light and the water. And you know how it feels in your body. So your body actually has a muscle memory of how it feels to be completely calm and steady. And it frankly just feels better to always be completely calm and steady. And so as you practice and as you establish that I care more about being present in that calm, steady kindness than I do about reacting to whatever it is that I'm being invited to react to, I'm still going to be present. This is not ignorance, and this is not an awareness. It is rather being fully aware. I'm going to be fully aware of whatever is presenting itself for my attention, and then I will choose to respond rather than react. So my teacher, Swami Shankarananda, always said, choose to respond rather than react.
That there's sometimes you talk about, there's like a moment of pause when you're, you know, with somebody or in a conversation, things like that. One thing that came up when you're talking about that is tapping into that feeling. So like, I described that feeling, which I keep forgetting about, that I had that feeling of the bike and the ocean. If I can remember how that feels, should I try to replicate that in other areas? Like how do I get that other feeling, or how can I bring that other feeling to other parts? We talk about other parts of my life, but is that a good thing to kind of keep in mind with that feeling as you're trying to match that feeling? Or
so, for example, before you get out of bed in the morning, you could energetically, inwardly place yourself on the beach in that moment and allow your body to feel that sense of strength and also that sense of calm and poise and presence and awareness. And you can allow that to fill your cells and your nervous system and your brain. And you can invite that feeling to then go with you through the day. So you can actually preview the events of your day. You can say, I know I have this at this o'clock. I have this at this o'clock. And I'm inviting that feeling to pre-pave the way. And then before you enter into that conversation or that task or that meeting, whatever it is, inwardly, you can just take a breath even and connect with that energy of connectedness. In the middle of the meeting, if you find yourself stepping out of that feeling of connectedness inwardly, you can instantly bring yourself back. A single breath can bring you back to that feeling of connectedness. And what happens then is we're connected with resourcefulness, insight, inspiration that otherwise we're sort of cutting ourselves off from. So if we're starting to feel tense, we're starting to sort of close down, we're actually not accessing the part of our brain that is aware of all the options and possibilities. Mm-hmm. We're accessing instead the fear-based reactive part of our brain, which keeps us from the connectedness and the awareness and the expansiveness.
What I'm hearing too is when you're, you know, even when you're in difficult situations or like stressful situations, or if you tap into that part of you that's afraid, you can't think, your brain can't come up with the options. You know, like they always talk about sometimes like you're in the shower is the best time to think, right? Because you're not doing anything, right? And just all these ideas just pop in your head. It's a weird thing, right? Mm-hmm. So is this all related to mindfulness? You wanted to talk about how mindfulness can impact our happiness. It sounds like all of this awareness and all this is just under the umbrella of mindfulness. Is that right?
You're absolutely right. And so if you want to put it into words, in the fullness of the now, peace is here. In the fullness of the present moment, joy is present. In the now moment, light and kindness and inspiration and gladness and generosity and laughter are here. It's super abundance. They're actually here overflowing. And so if you want a shortcut, just remember that phrasing, in the fullness of the now, whatever the energetic quality is that you would love to connect with in that moment. So if you want insight or inspired wisdom, or you want courage, or you want forgiveness, or you want whatever the energetic quality that you would like to connect with, it's there in the fullness of the now. And interestingly enough, it's only in the fullness of the now that it is present. So it's not present in the past and it's not present in the future. It's in the now. And so in the now, you can actually energetically create in your own body and brain the feeling of being on the beach and be in your own body and brain energetically as if you are always on the beach. And then you have that sense of sort of, I think we have built a culture where we have so many demands on our time and our energy and our attention. It can sort of feel overwhelming to the brain and to the nervous system. This is bathing the brain and the nervous system in that calm and that feeling as if you're always on vacation, so that then that feeling of freedom and renewal and freshness is right in the midst of our daily tasks. And so this is intensely practical. The yogis are intensely practical, and it helps us be better siblings, better parents, better spouses, better children, whatever it is, wherever we are. It's going to help us connect with the fullest expression that we can bring to that relationship, to that conversation or that task or that work.
What I'm also hearing, a lot of things today. I don't normally hear everything. No, I do. But what I'm hearing too is if you're listening to this, if you can find that moment, kind of like I did, where whatever moment that is for you, whether you're feeling that peace and joy and connected and whatever, if you can just remember that maybe to start your day, like you said, and then take that through your day, it's going to help you with all your relationships. It's going to help you with your work. It's going to help you with just being more present. Because I think that's, we hear, you know, mindfulness and being present all the, I mean, they're buzzwords, but it's hard for people to take that and make it practical. But when you say that, like, tapping into that feeling is mindfulness, it makes a lot more sense to me. It's like, okay, if I just think about the feeling at the beach, I'm mindful at that moment, right? Because that feeling is a moment, right? It's a experience.
Exactly. And it helps you then. So if you're bathing your body and your nervous system and your brain in that feeling of being fully present, that also allows you to be open-hearted and connected with inspired wisdom. If you are greeting a loved one who's encountering something difficult, you're able to be with them as they are encountering something difficult. If you're greeting something difficult that you're encountering within yourself, you're able to be fully present. And so the other thing I would say is before you go to sleep at night, if you connect with that feeling again, so for you, put yourself back on the beach before you go to sleep at night and allow your brain and your nervous system to bathe in that feeling of connectedness, it will increase the quality of your sleep. It will increase the strength of your immune system. It will relax your nervous system and your brain. And it just, when the brain and the nervous system are relaxed in a balanced way, then you're tapping into creativity naturally. It just spontaneously arises. And so you're also putting yourself in, I think a word that we use today is like the flow of wholeness or of healing energy as well. So if you want to bring wholeness or healing energy to any area of your body or your emotions or your thought patterns, this works as well.
Oh, that is so helpful. Getting back to joy, like I said, I feel such a sense of joy talking to you. Do you have any other joy tips, any other things that kind of practical tips that we can do just maybe throughout our day too, to just to bring this joy?
Yes. So it's actually so fun. So, I mean, again, the basic sort of foundation is joy is our true nature. So when we are connected, we remember our joy and we're spontaneously kind and we share and we care and we're respectful and we're aware. We have a sense of humor. And so one of the things that's just a lot of fun is, well, a couple of things. One is free form dance. And I'm drawing on inspiration from Swami Shankarananda. Set your phone timer for a minute and free form dance wherever you are. You can go into the washroom at work and free form dance. Your coworkers will be delighted. So just for a minute, wherever you are, free form dance. And it just gets the energy circulating. It gets us out of our patterns of rigidity and of feeling. So I'm not advising anyone to not be mindful and to not be aware and to not be responsible. But what we want is, as we are mindful, aware, and responsible, as we faithfully go about our daily tasks and faithfully honor our relationships, bring that energy of joy. And so just dance for a minute and you will feel this energy of vitality and exuberance flowing into the serious tasks, which it is appropriate and important for you to complete.
I like it. During the pandemic, a friend of mine on Facebook did these like 5-minute dance breaks, like every day at a certain time. And now I remember she was just like, because everybody was at home all, you know, bothered and stressed or whatever, but she did that. That's awesome. Well, is there anything else that you wanted to share with us? And then I want to hear a little bit about your work and how people can connect with you and find more about you.
I mean, I think one of the things that I would just say, and this might transition towards saying a little bit more about the meditation community. So Awake Yoga Meditation was founded by my teacher, Swami Shankarananda, and we're located geographically in Baltimore. People join us on Zoom and on YouTube. We have platforms on Instagram and on TikTok. So you're welcome. We're on Facebook as well. You're welcome to check out our teachings. Come meditate with us. I mean, that's the thing that I would say, just because if you already have a meditation practice, it is unbelievably joyful to meditate in community with other people who are entering into this energy of joy. It is amplifying your joy anytime you meditate with other people who are connecting with this energy of joy. So you'll just find that sense of like expansiveness and peace and calm and exuberance and freedom is amplified in you as you meditate. So that's one invitation, is come meditate with us. So in person, we meditate on Sundays, and our Sunday meditations are also on Zoom and YouTube. And then Tuesdays and Fridays, we have meditations on Zoom and on YouTube. They are filled with joy. They're filled with, my teacher loved to teach the power of pure love. And so this is like the energy of universal compassion and caring and kindness, completely non-personal. So it allows you to go beyond personalities, and it allows you to connect with the light and the kindness and the peace that is present within every human. Sure. And then that helps us move always from that light and that kindness and that peace that is present with us as well. So it's amazing fun to meditate.
It sounds like it. Wow. And you also wrote a book recently on this topic.
Yeah. So please check out, if you visit awakeyogameditation.org, there's a book titled Awake, the Yoga of Pure Awareness. It is intensely practical, as we've been talking. It's filled with joy. It's filled with stories of day-to-day humans who do what we are talking about. And the teachings also share teachings from the Buddha, the one who is awake, and many teachings from the yogic tradition as well. So it's really fun. I think you would love it.
Definitely. Well, great. Well, thank you so much for joining us. I mean, I'm just starting my day. I feel better. You got me into a good state. So I'm very excited. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sean. It's a pleasure to be with you. Thank you for all that you do.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Happy Brain. If you enjoyed this, make sure you hit that subscribe button wherever you listen to your podcasts. And if you have an extra second, leave us an honest review over on iTunes or your Apple podcasting app. And until next time, my friends, keep that brain of yours happy.